Matthew 4, verses 3 and 4. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Lord, bless your words this morning, and all that I will say. Let the words be good food, good fruit for us. Let the words fall upon our hearts and our minds, and let them bear fruit to your glory, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
To the average mind, what the Bible calls the carnal mind, to turn stone into food that you can eat is impossible. How can stone become bread? It's impossible. Except it's magic. I remember in 2011, don't know how many of you know Dynamo, that magician. He was recorded live walking on River Thames. He was walking on water. And I believe the devil did that just to challenge us. He didn't come to say he's like Jesus. But you and I know it's impossible for man to walk on water. But Jesus did it, and the disciples saw it. The impossible became possible. My word today, I pray that the word will make you to believe things that you reckon hitherto, things you think are impossible, that you will have the faith, or your faith will be activated to make that impossible possible. Amen.
Amen.
There's a song that's called Jesus the Yea. It says, Jesus the Yea, you have done it again. What was impossible, you made possible. Jesus the Yea. There are things our minds have accepted, or our experiences brought us to the point where we feel that it's not possible. When if the magician comes on Britain's Got Talent and does something that is seemingly impossible, people don't turn around and say, no, that's impossible. They say, how did he do it? So what's interesting about the carnal mind, you've seen it, so because you've seen it, it will override your reason. So you're left with thinking, how did he do it? But today I'm not speaking to your carnal mind. I'm speaking to your spiritual mind. Because more than flesh, you are first spirit. Amen.
Amen.
To turn stone into bread is unreal. To the carnal mind, that is. But see, in verse 3, the devil said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Which means, this to me, the devil knew that Jesus could do it. He knew he could do it. Neither did Jesus deny and say, no, I cannot do it, it's impossible. There are issues in your life, in my life, in our lives that we think are impossible to solve. The news and encouragement I bring you today is that they are solvable. But the devil prefers to keep you thinking that they are not. Because so long as you keep thinking they are not, he's in control. And you are not even asking, how can it be done? You just settle for the fact that it's not possible. The good news, folks, is that because Jesus completed all the works of all the completed all his works on the Christ, on the cross. All things that that you require for a healthy, prosperous, abundant life has already been completed by Jesus. All things, all powers, all doors to be opened, Jesus completed on the cross. That's why I said it is finished. It's the finished, completed works of Christ. So I want to encourage you today to start thinking that which you thought was impossible is possible. That's where you begin, in your mind, to know that it is possible. That very thing, that very circumstance, that very situation, that very scenario that you have come to reckon as impossible is possible. It's impossible. That's the good news I want to encourage you this morning. The word of God is quick and active, sharper than a two-edged sword. The word, that is what is sown, that is the seed that is sown. Sown on good ground. I pray now that your mind become good ground to receive the word, the seed, the word, and that it will indeed grow and bring good yield, 30, 40, 60, 100 yield. That's what the Lord said. And that is true because the Lord does not lie. There is nothing impossible. Folks, nothing impossible. Don't despair. Don't give up. Don't get used to being discouraged. Don't just say, oh yeah, okay, I'm not going to, it's not possible. I've resigned myself to the fact that it's not possible. No! If at any time you have the thought in your mind, it is possible. People who are of the world, I hear them saying, oh, just think big. Think big and you'll achieve it. They're kind of minds. We have a spiritual mind. So let us know also that all things are possible. Let's go to Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 34 to 37. Luke 1, 34. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born unto thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Amen.
Amen.
With God, nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
Amen.
The virgin birth. And it had been spoken before that this will be a sign. A virgin shall have a child. It's a sign that God is working in the midst of man. And that child was the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's coming again. And because this was possible, even the minds now, as some Christian minds, well, some faith are challenging it. But we have to hold them. That's why the Lord said, by the time I come back, will there be any faith left? But we hold on to the very end. And we will be triumphant. Amen?
Amen.
We keep on believing. For with God, nothing Nothing shall be impossible. What have you been believing God for, which you think is not going to happen? Don't stop believing. Don't stop believing. Jesus said to Peter, come, walk on the water with me. Peter stepped out of the boat, got onto the water. His faith was alive then, and he started to walk towards the Lord Jesus. But then he looked at his circumstances. He saw the storms all around. And his head is saying to him, oh, you can't be walking on water. This is not possible. And what happened? He started to sink. Let's keep our faith alive. Keep on believing for that which God is able to do for you. Keep on believing for that which the Lord has said he will do for you. Keep on believing for that which God has said you should do. Don't give up. Don't look at the raging storms all around you. Just hold on. Keep your eye on Jesus. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. Your dreams shall come true if you keep on believing. Amen? Genesis, let's look at another passage of scripture. Genesis 18. And I'm going to be reading from verses 9. To 14. Then they asked him, where is your wife Sarah? She's there in the tent, he answered. This is Abraham. One of them said, these are the angels, 9 months from now I will come back and your wife Sarah will have a son. Sarah was behind him at the door of the tent listening. Abraham and Sarah were very old, and Sarah had stopped having her monthly periods. So Sarah laughed to herself and said, now that I'm old and worn out, can I still enjoy sex? And besides, my husband is too old. Then the Lord asked Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, can I really have a child when I'm so old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? As I said, 9 months from now, I will return and Sarah will have a son. I just read from the Good News Bible, that in case you have a different version. And 9 months later, they came and indeed, Sarah had a child. I ask you the same today. Is anything too difficult for the Lord? Is anything impossible for the Lord to do? With God, all things are possible. He is El Shaddai. He calls the things that are not as though they are. He is omnipotent. That is, he has the potential to do all things. Jesus said in Matthew 19, verse 26, this is impossible for human beings, but for God, everything is possible. That which you have reckoned impossible, I invite you today to renew your mind. I request that you begin to believe that it shall be done. It can be done and it shall be done. On the cross, Jesus completed his works. He finished all he came on earth to do. He defeated death. He defeated disease. He defeated weaknesses. He defeated sin. He defeated lack. You may name it. Everything adverse, he defeated. Jesus defeated it so we can have it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can have all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Yes.
I pray today that your mind be strengthened to believe that which you thought was impossible is possible. Hallelujah. I pray
Amen. For
faith to arise in you to believe that it is possible. It is possible. It is possible. If your faith arises and you can believe it's impossible, and you begin to see the possible, the impossible possible, you will have it. You will have it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said to Satan, man shall not live by bread alone, but what? By every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. The Good News Translation says, human beings cannot live on bread alone, but need every word that God speaks. Look around you. Look in your life. Are you living like as if you only need bread? What you shall wear, what you shall eat, what you will become, what you will do this, how that will happen, that will not happen. No. Jesus is saying, look, you need to live by the word of God. You need every word that God speaks. Hallelujah. The spoken word of faith. Faith comes by hearing the word. This teaches us to live by the word. Which word? The word of God. Let your mind be renewed by reading and meditating the Bible. That is the word of God, the holy book. Read it, meditate on it, put it in your mind, in your heart. Let it go deep into your soul and live by it. Live by it. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17. Verse 20. Matthew 17:20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say to you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove from here, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. The Lord Jesus said that, and he does not lie. Believe. He said, because of your unbelief, because you do not believe. But I pray today that your mind will be renewed by the word of God, and you begin to believe, to believe, to believe, to believe. Let nothing be impossible for you. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Find the word that says that thing is possible. Believe that word. Then declare it. Speak it. Speak it morning, noon, evening. Declare the word. Let your mind be flooded with the word and begin to expect it. Hallelujah. Begin to expect it. Start calling it. Start calling the impossible possible. Start declaring the impossible possible. Let your mind be renewed. And by the power of the Most High who spoke the word, that which you reckon to be impossible will become possible. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen.